Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter 17, text number 110 and 111. So I'll do 110, and then we can do 111. So 110 is, when the astrologer was speaking so highly of him, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stopped him and began to smile. "My dear sir," he said, "I think you do not know very clearly what I was, for I know that in my previous birth I was a cowherd boy. In my last birth I was born in a family of cowherd men, and I gave protection to the calves and cows. Because of such pious activities, I have now become the son of a brahmana." So the previous verse, again, when the astrologer was speaking so highly of him, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stopped him and began to smile. "My dear sir," he said, "I think you do not know very clearly what I was, for I know that in my previous birth I was a cowherd boy. In my last birth I was born in the family of cowherd men, and I gave protection to the calves and cows. Because of such pious activities, I have now become the son of a brahmana." In this chapter 17, Krishna, Krishnadas Kaviraj is discussing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities to some degree, giving a bit of an overview. Excuse me, and he indicates that this is, of course, in Mahaprabhu's days of Sankirtan in Navadvip before he went to Orissa. So Mahaprabhu sometimes had Sankirtan, and sometimes he demonstrated qualities of Krishna's avatars, like Narasingha. So in these few verses, he's approached by an astrologer. And the astrologer says, "On another day, an astrologer who was said to know everything, past, present, and future, approached Mahaprabhu. Thus, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu received him with all honor and put this question to him, 'Please tell me who I was in my previous birth.' So the astrologer said, 'Through calculation and meditation, the all-knowing astrologer saw the greatly effulgent body of the Lord, which is the resting place of the unlimited Vaikuntha planets. Seeing Lord Chaitanya to be the same absolute truth, the supreme Brahman, the personality of Godhead, the astrologer became confused. Struck with wonder, the astrologer remained silent, unable to speak. But when the Lord put the question to him again, he replied as follows, 'My dear sir, in your previous birth, you were the shelter of all creation, the supreme personality of Godhead, full of all opulences. You are now the same personality of Godhead that you were in your previous birth. Your identity is inconceivable, eternal happiness.'" So here, Mahaprabhu then responds by saying these two verses, when the astrologer was speaking so highly of him, Mahaprabhu stopped and began to smile. "My dear sir, I don't think you know very clearly what I was, for I know that in my previous birth I was a cowherd boy." So this is an interesting juxtaposition. The astrologer said you were the supreme personality of Godhead. You were Bhagavan. But Mahaprabhu says, "I was a cowherd boy." One could take this as humility, but actually he's talking about Krishna. So Mahaprabhu prefers the leelas of Krishna in Vrindavan. This is the characteristic of Mahaprabhu. The beginning understanding of Bhagawan is that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Krishna describes himself as such in the Bhagavad Gita. Of course, this is the Lord's Leela also, to lie down as Karano Dakshai Vishnu, Garbho Dakshai Vishnu, Kshiro Dakshai Vishnu, these three expansions of Krishna into the creation aspect of the Supreme. And this is also Krishna's Leela. But Mahaprabhu prefers Krishna's Leela in Vrindavan. So he says, no, I was a cowherd boy. And then he adds, in my last birth, I was born, as this verse says, in the Gopagrihe, in the house of a cowherd. And I Rakala. Raka means to protect. So I was protecting the Gabhira. I was protector of the cows. And Saipunye, by this pious activity, now I become a Brahmana. So this also indicates that the cows and the Brahmas, Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha, Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. So we give our respects to Krishna, who Brahmana Go, who protects Hitta. Hitta means to protect the Brahmanas and the cows. But he's Govinda. Govinda is the one who plays in Vrindavan. This is the mood of Lord Chaitanya. So I want to give, how much time do we have? Quarter to nine. So I want to give a quick overview of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and Chaitanya Charitamrita. Starting from Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. And show that Sankirtan is the essence. So Bhagavad Gita begins that Kaumara Acharet. That's a different verse. Krishna begins to speak to Arjuna about spirit soul. Everyone is soul. So we have this established. He's speaking Sankhya philosophy. And he says that there's a problem. The first problem we have is Dhyayata Vishayan Pungsa Sangaste Shupajayate Sangat Sangjayate Kama. So this is our first problem. We're in this world, we're dhyayato vishayan. We're meditating on the objects. So these objects are maya. We're thinking about these objects. We're constantly confronted with this, all of this. So we are all in maya. We are under the control of maya. Dhyayato vishayan pungsa. Because we are picking up something. This is maya we're picking up. Because we're looking at something. These are the objects. Dhyayato vishayan. Sangas. So from this this meditation on the objects, sangha, we develop some attachments. Sangat sangjayate kama. And from that arises kama. So kama means desire. We have the desire for these things. So this is the problem. Then later, Krishna describes this as the all-devouring lust. It's also kama. This is the enemy. So we declare war on this enemy. So what is the process then for getting rid of this kama, this desire that we have for all of the objects? The process is the yoga process, and this is all yoga, of course, all real yoga, not hatha yoga or these kind of exercise yogas, but ultimately the hatha yoga leads to a higher level. The goal of all yoga is to turn the mind to the soul and the supreme soul, Paramatma. Atma, Paramatma, Bhagawan. So this is the goal of yoga. So how is this done? How do we turn the mind toward the supreme, away from the objects? How do we detach from the objects? Just like Krishna says, like a tortoise, how do we draw our senses back away from the objects? Do we do it by force? No, I will not touch these objects. No, it's not by force. There is a process. It's a yoga process. So that yoga process is meant to strengthen the buddhi. What is buddhi? It's the ability, we say intelligence, but actually it is the ability to discriminate between matter and spirit. That's buddhi. We strengthen our ability to discriminate between matter and spirit. And how do we do that? Through jnana, through knowledge. So how do we acquire knowledge? We read some book? No. We acquire jnana, as Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, by knowing that Krishna is the supreme. That Krishna is the one we should focus our attention on. So we withdraw our senses from the sense objects by redirecting our mind towards Krishna, because Krishna is residing in the heart. Bhoktarang, yagya tapasang. So he's the yagya. Yagya resides in the heart. He's the supreme yagya. He's the supreme one to whom we sacrifice. Yagya means the enjoyer. Yagya means sacrifice, but yagya also means the enjoyer. The enjoyer of that sacrifice. So, Bhagavad Gita says that we get knowledge of Krishna. So how do we get that knowledge of Krishna? We just read some book. No. We do karma yoga. Beginning with karma yoga. This is the message of chapter 3, chapter 4. Karma yoga. And what is karma yoga? Yajna. Karma, we do work. Karma means work. And then we get some result. Karma phal. Phal means fruits. So we get fruits of work. And then what do we do with the fruits? Yajna. We offer them to Krishna. And that way we redirect our attention to Krishna. And Krishna is within the heart. So in this way we contact the Supreme, we realize our identity as soul, and we detach ourselves gradually from the sense objects. So what is our process? The followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu particularly like the four verses in the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Machita madgata prana bodhayantak parasparang katayantak what is that? Katayantak shamang nityang tushyanti cha ramanti cha. So the devotees of, especially devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, katayantak chamang nityang, they're always parasparam, they're always engaged in talking about Krishna katha, katha, katayantak. So always talking about Krishna katha, and always having sankirtan. So this is the process that Krishna discusses in the third and fourth chapters. Yajna. So yajna is at the heart of karma yoga. So what is that yajna? Sankirtan yajna. We are followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He focused on Sankirtan yajna. So there is Sankirtan yajna in Bhagavad Gita. Right from the beginning. Chapter 3, chapter 4. Sankirtan. Why Sankirtan yajna? Because this is the yajna that enables us to detach this from the sense objects, from Maya, and direct the mind internally, strengthen our intelligence, which means to discriminate between the objects and the Supreme, to focus on Krishna. That's the yajna. Yajna means to enjoy. So Krishna enjoys when we do Nam Sankirtan. So that's the Gita. Now Bhagavat. So we read in this verse that Mahaprabhu was glorified as the Supreme. So Mahaprabhu, you're the Supreme Personality. So he says, no, well, I know that in my previous verse, life, I was born in Gopagrihe. Because Mahaprabhu said, yes, that's fine. Just as Krishna says in the Gita, that there are many vibhutis. There's one chapter wherein he discusses yad yad vibhuti mat sattvam shrimad urjitam eva tat tadeva avagachatvam mama tejo ansha sambhavam. So there's many vibhutis. There are many magnificent qualities of the Supreme. And we can look everywhere in creation and see that Krishna exists. Bhagavan, the Supreme, exists within all these as the essence, as the most beautiful, as the most powerful of all these qualities. So when we're looking around, so when we're contemplating these objects of the senses, we can also see Krishna there. But we see him in a vibhuti way. We see him as this grand personality. But Mahaprabhu says, yes, yeah, that's fine. But Gopagrihe, I was born in the house of a Gopa, as in the house of the Gopas, the cowherd people. So he says that I prefer to think of Bhagawan in that way. Krishna is the cowherd boy, and let's now think of Krishna as Leelavatar, that he's the performer of various leelas. So yes, he performs the leela of creating all this. But more desirable is to think of him, Krishna, as the performer of leelas in Vrindavan. So Mahaprabhu focuses then on Srimad Bhagavatam. Of course, we're not leaving Bhagavad Gita behind. We still base our practice on Dhyayato Vishayan Pungsa. We still base our practice on yoga. This is yoga, taking our minds away from this world and redirecting it to the soul, the Supreme Soul. We don't abandon Bhagavad Gita. We base everything on Bhagavad Gita. Next is Srimad Bhagavatam, just like mathematics. You don't abandon 2 plus 2 is 4. You don't abandon basic principles. So Srimad Bhagavan, Sabai Pungsa Paro Dharmo Yato Bhakti Radhokaje Haitakiya Apratita Yatma Suprasidati. So Sabai Pungsa Paro Dharmo. So in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Sarva Dharman Parityajamam Ekam Sharanam Vraja. So don't pay too close attention to all the dharmas of this world. There are many responsibilities. Dharma means duty or responsibility. You have many responsibilities. So you have... There's jati dharma, there's kula dharma, there are so many swadharma. So you have so many aspects to dharma. And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, some of the aspects of dharma are yajna, dana, tapa. So you have to do yajna, you have to do sacrifice, dana, charity, you have to do tapa, you have to do sacrifice, austerity. So all these things are components of dharma. Dharma, dharma. But in the Bhagavatam, just from the beginning of Bhagavat, Savai Pungsang Parodharma, the Parodharma, the highest dharma, is that which Yato Bhakti Rit Hokkaje, is bhakti to the Supreme Lord. So that's the dharma of that the Bhagavat describes. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu emphasized then the philosophy of Srimad Bhagavatam. And the focus of Srimad Bhagavatam is the Leela avatars. Of course, there are many types of avatars, but these various avatars of Vishnu, like Varaha and Narasingha, and then ultimately the avatars of Krishna, the Krishna avatar, the Leelas of Krishna in Vrindavan. So there's a beautiful verse from the 10th canto. Jayati janani vaso devaki janmavado yadvara parashat sairda bhirasyanna dharmam sthira chara vrijanagana susmita shri bukhena vrajapura vanitanang vardhayan kamadevam. Lord Sri Krishna is he who is known as Jananivasa, the ultimate resort of all living entities, and who is also known as Devaki Nandana or Yashoda Nandana, the son of Devaki and Yashoda. He is the guide of the Yadu dynasty, and with his mighty arms he kills everything inauspicious, as well as every man who is impious. By his presence, he destroys all things inauspicious for all living entities, moving and inert. His blissful, smiling face always increases the lusty desires of the gopis of Vrindavan. May he be glorious and happy. So this is the teachings. This is the teaching of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that we satisfy this same yoga process, which is to divorce the senses from the sense objects, redirect the mind internally to the soul, Paramatma and Bhagawan, but we glorify the avatars of Krishna. This is our process for doing this. Jnana, as described in the Gita, which guides the intelligence away from the objects and to the Supreme. And what is that jnana? How is that jnana achieved? It's achieved through Nam Sankirtan. So Nam Sankirtan, just by chanting Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Yes, by chanting Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. But along with the name of Krishna is the Leela of Krishna. So we see Mahaprabhu. Now we turn to Chaitanya Charitamrita. We've covered Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. Now we see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we study his life, and we see what was he doing. Nang Sankirtan. And then Leela. He was absorbed in Krishna Leela. So in this chapter, chapter 17, he listened to the Vishnu Sahasranam. He was part of the chapter. It was described that one time he was listening to Vishnu Sahasranam. And all of a sudden it came to the name of Narasingha. So he immediately adopted the mood of Narasingha. So this was the life of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and especially when he was in Puri. He used to become completely absorbed in Krishna's leelas. Also sometimes leelas of Vishnu. So the Nam Sankirtan is the focus of the followers of Chaitanya, but accompanying Nam Sankirtan are the leelas. So devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu do Sankirtan. What is Sankirtan? Nam, chanting Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, and also celebrating Krishna's leelas. So we have Rathyatra. Rathyatra celebrates the leela of Krishna. That's one festival. We have Janmashtami. Of course, we're used to Janmashtami here inside the temple. But Prabhupada indicated we should do Janmashtami outside also. Have Janmashtami festival outside for the public. And in Los Angeles, when I was there, I was temple president of Los Angeles, the first temple president for a few years. Prabhupada told us to have regularly every week, he said every day, but at least every week, we should take the deities on procession, small Radha Krishna deities, on procession throughout the neighborhood. Of course, I'm sure that the neighbors here will like that, huh? Our neighbors had some problem with that because we did it on Sunday morning, and we used to take the deities every Sunday morning, and in, I suppose, like this here, if people are not good Christians, they don't get up on Sunday morning because they're hungover from Saturday night. So we took the deities with Sankirtan, with chanting. And then, of course, this was the old days, the bad old days, as Burijan says. And we used to steal their flowers. So this was not good. This wasn't a good way to make relationship with the neighborhood. But Prabhupada always indicated that if we have a temple, we should influence the people surrounding the temple to become Krishna conscious, to become devotees. So here we have the temple. We're not supposed to be just sitting here in the temple chanting Hare Krishna. And as Prabhupada said, we don't sit and chant Hare Krishna and eat food at others' expense. We go out. This is the process of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We go out. Side, we celebrate Janmashtami outside, Rathyatra outside. And then he wrote to the first devotees here in London. He said that when I come, I want to have a grand procession for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance day. So for Mahaprabhu's appearance day, we'll have a grand procession with George Harrison in the procession. So we'll all go through the streets and celebrate Mahaprabhu's appearance day. So this is... You have a question? Would you like to ask a question? Please, you have? Oh, I see, okay. So the festivals of Krishna's leelas, this is also part of Sankirtan. So the Nam and Leela. What other Leelas? Then processions, big festivals. So what is Harinam Sankirtan? So Harinam Sankirtan, sometimes devotees think Harinam Sankirtan is we go on the street and chant. I went last week with Parasuram, and last week, a few days ago, a couple of days ago. So we were chanting, a few devotees, about seven or eight of us were walking through the streets chanting Harinam. But Prabhupada wrote many letters on the Harinam Sankirtan. He said, you do Harinam Sankirtan, you do drama. We have drama. We take, Prabhupada explains in his books that in old times there were many yatras. The yatras would come to the villages and they would do the leelas, leela enactment of Krishna's avatars, Vishnu's avatars. So then in doing these enactments, it reminds everyone of these leelas. And prasad also. So in New York and other big cities in the bad old days, we used to do drama. The Sankirtan party would stop, and all of a sudden devotees would do big drama. Rupa Vilas describes there was a traveling Krishna festival, and they used to go to the college, and one devotee would go into the, as a cow, with a cow head, one devotee would go into the dining hall. So all the college students were there, running into the dining hall, being chased by the personality Kali. So Kali is trying to chop off the feet of Kali. So that story of the Krishna, the story of Parikshit Maharaj from the Bhagavatam. So all of a sudden the students were shocked. She's yelling about how Kali is coming after her. So this kind of a bit in-your-face kind of preaching. That, and then also attracting by wonderful Krishna Leela drama. And then prasad distribution. In Washington, D.C. also, I went on Sankirtan recently. And the devotee there, he's been doing Sankirtan, organizing Sankirtan for 7 years. He said at the best, every Saturday, he said on his best day, he got 70 devotees to come out. 70. And usually 15 to 20, they're chanting. And he has trouble getting devotees to cook prasad for distribution. So he uses these, I don't know what you call it in England, lollipop. These little on a stick. Yeah. So he distributes these, and he said something like over a 7 year period, 5 million he's done. So these he distributes, and of course, other nice sweets could be done if people would prepare them. So these are the essential aspects of the Sankirtan of that the followers of Mahaprabhu enact. Festivals and Nam Sankirtan. These are at the essence, which involve drama and prasad. That's the yajna. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that yajna in the mode of goodness, sattva, you have to have prasad distribution. So yajna is Nam Sankirtan with prasad, and Prabhupada urged the drama. So every day, these kinds of small yajnas can go on every week, every month, deities can be taken in procession. They can be themed. One time Prabhupada went to a big cathedral in Montreal. And the Christians, for those who don't know, the Christians celebrate the different stations of Christ. When he was crucified on the cross, there were different stations, especially the Catholics. I'm sure the Anglican, especially the High Church, celebrates these different stations of Christ. I don't know how many, 8 stations? So this is the celebration of the Christians. And Prabhupada said that he commented in response, he said, we have unlimited avatars and unlimited pastimes, leelas, and we can do unlimited festivals celebrating these in unlimited cities throughout the world. So this is the Sankirtan. I want to read from this book. I wrote this little booklet called Sankirtan As It Is. This section is called Bhagavad Dharma. What time? Oh. The Srimad Bhagavatam teaches Bhagavad Dharma. It's the doctrine that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught and promulgated. So Bhagavad Dharma is the essence of, we call the message of Srimad Bhagavatam is this dharma. This, the dharma or message, sometimes dharma means duty or responsibility. Sometimes dharma means the teachings. So, of course, that would be the teachings about the duties, our duties as devotees. So our particular dharma is Bhagavad Dharma. Those are the teachings that describe our duties or our responsibilities. So Srimad Bhagavatam teaches Bhagavad Dharma. Srila Prabhupada explains there are two paths, Bhagavata Marg and Pancharatriki. He says that Bhagavat Marg means studying and following Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, whereas the Pancharatriki system is based on deity worship. So we worship the deity. He writes, in Srimad Bhagavatam, there is no recommendation of Pancharatriki worship because in this Kali Yuga, even without deity worship, everything can be perfectly performed simply through hearing, chanting, remembering, and worshiping the lotus feet of the Lord. So our process is Bhagavad Dharma. That is the main focus. So what is the Bhagavad Dharma? Nam Sankirtan. And all other aspects of Sankirtan, that Leela, and so forth. Nevertheless, Prabhupada states, we follow both, and one should therefore regularly take advantage of both the Bhagavata process and the Pancharatriki process. But the Bhagavata process is considered to be more important than Pancharatriki process. But we follow both. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is our model devotee. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to go to the temple and worship the deity. So he worshipped Krishna. He worshipped Jagannath. But Mahaprabhu was always absorbed in Nam Sankirtan and remembering Krishna's leelas. So Bhagavata Dharma is synonymous with the Sankirtan movement. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita says, In Srimad Bhagavatam, it is repeatedly and clearly said that the essence of dharma in the age of Kali is Nam Sankirtan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught Sanatana Goswami that in the Treta Yuga, executing grand sacrifices was the essence of dharma. In Dwapara Yuga, the dharma was to serve the feet of Krishna by mantras and deity worship. And in the Kali Yuga, the dharma is Krishna Nam Sankirtan. So, What is the there's another aspect of Sankirtan that I left out. What would that be? Yes. That's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Yari Dekha Tari Kaho Krishna Upadesh. So Yare means whomever, Dekha, you see, Kaho, say, like bull, same word as Hari Bol. Kaho Krishna Upadesh. Krishna Upadesh means the Upadesh, the teachings of Krishna. So what are those teachings? Prabhupada describes Upadesh, Krishna Upadesh means Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. If somebody knows Bhagavad Gita, the focus is on Srimad Bhagavatam. So Mahaprabhu himself sent out his associates, Nityananda Prabhu, Haridas Thakur, and Gadadhar Das. They used to go door to door, go in the homes of people and teach them Srimad Bhagavatam. But then somebody might say, well, that was easy for them, but it's difficult for me. But no. What happened to Nityananda Prabhu? Yeah. Somebody was going from person to person, from house to house. He wanted to teach Srimad Bhagavatam, but somebody threw a pot at him. Has anyone ever thrown a pot at you? So this is what happens sometimes. Devotees are thrown in jail. I was speaking the other day, 2 days ago, with Parashuram's group, and we were talking about Mandakini. She was a devotee here in London in 1971-72. I was temple president in Bury Place, and Prabhupada asked Mandakini to go to Russia to teach. There was one devotee in Russia, Ananta Shanti. So Prabhupada had met this devotee. Shamsundar met him on the street, brought him to see Prabhupada. So he was alone in Russia. Nobody was teaching him about Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada said to Mandakini, I want you to do a service for me. So she said, yes, Prabhupada. He said, I want you to go to Russia and marry this man. So how many of you are prepared to go? If I think of some countries where there's no temple, and I go and I find somebody there, I find some woman who is a local person who can speak the language and who can preach. So how many of you are prepared to go? If I ask you, will you go to, do we have a temple in Ghana, Africa? Does anybody know, do we have a temple in Ghana? Yeah? We do? Okay. Nigeria, yeah, we're sure, certainly. But anyway, so someplace. No, we have in Mongolia. Actually, I got Mongolian Bhagavad Gita once. I wrote to the devotees, so. Okay, some country, anyway, with no temple. So you can imagine, Prabhupada, he asks you. So this is the surrender of Mandakini, and other devotees also had this sense of tapa. Because tapa, without tapa, nothing can be done. Brahma was meditating on Vishnu. In the beginning of creation, he was meditating on Vishnu. And what did he hear? What were the sounds? Anybody know what were the sounds? Tapa. So this is how creation takes place. Tapa. So what can we do without tapa? If we want to spread the Sankirtan movement, we have to take some austerity. And Prabhupada says, he explains, that's our duty to preach, to reach out to people. Yare deka, tare kaho Krishna upadesh. We have to give the Krishna upadesh to people. So we have the book distributors who do tapa. They go out. People say no. They throw pots at them. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Nityananda Prabhu. They reject them. They say so many things, curse them sometimes. And devotees go on Harinam Sankirtan. Sometimes people laugh, they discount. But tapa, we have to do tapa. And Prabhupada says it's a great inconvenience. And sometimes, and as the preachers, we give gallons of blood to bring one person. So, of course, this is figurative. We don't go to the doctor or something. But we perform tapa to spread this Krishna consciousness movement. So Mandakini did this sacrifice of going to Russia. She went. She tried to get married. She wanted to stay. But she would go and smuggle books. And in this way, the Sankirtan movement was started in Russia. If anybody has been to Russia, or if you're from Russia, then of course you know the Sankirtan movement is immensely popular in compared to England and the U.S. So why is this? Tapa. So we must, as much as we can, we have to do tapa. And what is that tapa? If you can't go on book distribution, you can find some other tapa. We have to do something. We have to rack our brains. Four methods for surrendering to Krishna. Four general categories. Words, intelligence, wealth, and life. So sometimes when this is discussed, words, intelligence, wealth, and life. Well, I've just surrendered my life, Prabhu. I don't need to worry about words, intelligence, and wealth. Words means we're always talking about Krishna. We're chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Intelligence means that we use our intelligence to We try to get Dadami Buddhi Ogang Tang. We try to get the idea from Krishna. We try to get some inspiration. How can I serve Krishna? Because this, when we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, this is the call to Krishna and Radharani to be engaged in Krishna's service. So how can I do this tapa? How can I do something? Let me do something for Krishna. And wealth. So, of course, brahmachari life is the beginning. So brahmacharis are learning how to serve Krishna, but grihastha life is the actual life for serving Krishna. Because in brahmachari life, you can only give words and intelligence. But in householder life, you can give your wealth. So you can really do karma yoga. You can really do the yajna, because you can make lots of money, especially in this country, in the USA. We are monetarily advanced. Anyone can go get a job, make, what is the average wage? In the US it's $40,000. Maybe in UK it's, $30,000, $35,000. You, average wage, so maybe you're above average, maybe you're below average, but you can immediately go make average wage 30,000 and offer Krishna as much as possible. 1%, 5%, 10%. Prabhupada asks 50%. This is difficult. I found that it's difficult. Without living communally, we were living communally, then we could give 50% easily. So if you do that tapa, it's great austerity to live communally with other families. But if you do this, you can work 30,000 pounds, maybe two, three families, then you can easily give in 1 year 45,000, three families, 45,000. Such nice festivals you can do with 45,000 pounds. So this is the process. And then once you've given your words, your intelligence, your wealth, you give your life to this movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you always absorb Machitta Madgata Prana Bodhyanta Parasparam. Your Machitta, you're thinking always of Krishna. And in Bhagavad it says, Kichit Kivalaya Bhaktiya Vasudeva Parayana. So those few, Kichit, who were completely absorbed in bhakti, Vasudeva Parayana. Parayana means completely absorbed. So that's the life stage, that if you're giving your life, you're completely absorbed in Krishna with everything, with all of your resources, with your mind, with everything. And this way we pull our senses, as in the Gita, we pull our senses away from the sense objects, completely absorbed in Vasudeva, and all karma is burnt up. Just like the sun rising, the verse says, Agang dundvanti kartsnena niharam iva bhaska. Just like the sun rising burns the fog. Is the fog burnt away yet? So like George Harrison says, here comes the sun, burns up. This is the sun of Vasudeva, burning up bhakti to Vasudeva. So this is our process, Sankirtan. And this is the example that Krishna gives. Gopagrihe, I lived as a cowherd boy in my previous life. He wants to emphasize Vrindavan Leela. Any questions or comments?